Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can take us with you when you're on the move by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. And you can also listen to us from your desktop computer if you don't have a device. There are some people that still don't want one. I still like my flip phone. And you can go to www.guardianradio.com and go to the live stream button and click on that. So I have, we are celebrating the 9th National Exhibition for the next few weeks on the show. We're going to be having a variety of Bahamian artists coming to join us. The National Exhibition happens every 2 years. It's an open call where any Bahamian artists living and working in the Bahamas or living and working abroad or any artist living and working here who's spent a significant amount of time here can submit work to be judged and put in the show. This year's show is entitled The Fruit and the Seed and is curated by our chief curator, Holly Bino, and covers a lot of different issues, and we will explore some of those in the upcoming shows. So tonight on our premiere edition, announcing the show, which opens on Thursday night, and everyone is, of course, as always, welcome to come and join us at the opening from 6 to 9 p.m. We have three of the artists in the studio tonight, and that is Dave Smith. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening.
Nice to see you. Nice to have you back again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's been a while.
Nice to be back.
Good. Avery Wright.
Good evening.
Also nice to have you back.
Thank you.
All these people coming from out of, that's what we like about the National Exhibition, right? Brings everyone back home again.
Yes.
And Jody Minniff.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jody.
Okay.
So we've kind of created groupings of artists, and I think one of the reasons the chief curator wanted you guys all to come and be in the studio together and talk is to speak individually about your works and like what they deal with, but then for us also to kind of have that global conversation about the push and pull between the tourism, our tourism product and our natural culture, or what might be our culture if we were allowed to just sort of be without exactly. And then what that kind of layer of culture can do in tourism in terms of changing our environment, our artistic output, and, you know, in your piece, Jody, gentrification. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with Dave just because he's on my left and I'm going to go around. So Dave, let's just introduce yourself. Let's assume the audience doesn't know who you are, in terms of your practice and your, how you, what you identify in your work here as being kind of the Bahamian experience.
I guess my situation is a little unusual in that I spent a great deal of time here in the 70s and the 80s. And when I left in 1990, I mean, I've been coming and going, but I've still retained the island experience, mm-hmm, in the work. I mean, mm-hmm, by a lot of the time anyway. So the piece that I have in the show wasn't created specifically for the show, but because I think my work tends to deal with that theme anyway.
Even in your studio practice,
yeah,
when you're not here, you're still working out those issues. And some of those issues that actually appear in American culture too. So.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the piece I have in the show is called Caribbean Sunrise. And that was taken from a postcard.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, in fact, a kind of painted reproduction of a postcard in the piece. In, mm-hmm, fact, it's a triptych. It's three canvases joined together. It's an irregular kind of,
yeah, which I like. I haven't seen that in your work before. I mean, except a couple of times you've made a big canvas out of a few, but it's always been a sort of regular shape. This is the first time I've seen
you. I did do two or three pieces like that in the 80s, actually, mm-hmm, but they were never shown here because they went over to a gallery in Miami,
uh-huh,
and they were used in a Miami Vice episode.
Oh, really?
And they never really came back here.
Yeah,
they stayed in Miami, so they were never shown here.
Warning to all artists, that happens.
But the format, they were very similar in format. They were three canvases. They were each three canvases, and they were kind of irregular shapes. So the three canvases in this one that make up the whole is one is a classic kind of a Bahamian sunrise or Caribbean, mm-hmm, sunrise. And then on the other side is also has a kind of a postcard size format, which is part of the Atlantis Hotel at night.
Which is the first image you see if you Google Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you Google image Nassau, Bahamas, the first like 50 images you get are of Atlantis.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I kind of chose the Atlantis, and I've used it several times in paintings because it's kind of, it's almost like another, it's another world.
Yeah.
You know, it's very otherworldly, and it's kind of everyone's fantasy. You know, it's Cinderella's castle.
And it sort of floats out there. So, I mean, Bahamara in many ways has that same kind of quality, but because it's actually we share the same space with it, it has less of that kind of inaccessible or dreamlike quality where it's kind of literally across the way, sort of floating out in the distance.
Yeah, exactly, So, yeah, I've used it for that very reason. And also, it's architecturally totally incongruous. It's a totally incongruous kind of element. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it has more kind of Middle Eastern sort of references and all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah.
But and then the central image is it's an incident. Mm-hmm. It's not really specific, but the visuals in the piece were taken from different sources that, I mean, I scan the Guardian and the Tribune every day, and so I'm kind of keeping in touch, and I very often pull photos out and save them. And so anyway, it's an incident. There's a car with both doors open. There are two women in the picture hugging, obviously something
tragic has happened.
Yeah. And in the distance you can see there's a policeman with a gun. And so I've kind of left that ambiguous. And one of the women is wearing a very prominently painted designer bag. So it's really an issue of contrast. It's parallel lives, It's,
And I love that you draw material from actual, again, like documentary photographs from the newspaper, but also postcards. So there are these images that really are speak to us, but portray this very different reality.
And of course, I realized when I first started using images out of the paper, particularly in images that were taken from incidents which obviously to some people were very personal and unpleasant, that, it was kind of, I didn't want to, I didn't want to be too literal about the source. I didn't want to cause anyone, particularly with it being a relatively small environment, I didn't want to cause anyone further anxiety.
Yeah,
so
sure,
there are no faces or the incident isn't even specific. It's it's a combination of incidents.
And I think what kind of brings up is so often, and it still happens every time I travel, you say, oh, I'm from the Bahamas. Oh my God, how fantastic. And it is fantastic, but I always say, well, everywhere has its problems. They're just different problems. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was a film, I was trying to find out, which I think it was The Descendants, I'm not sure, I'm like Googling on the side. There was a film with George Clooney set in Hawaii, and it had this brilliant opening monologue that I remember. And it was like, everyone thinks, when you're from an island, but we still have cancer here. We still have, your wife still leaves you here. You still suffer the tragedies of everyday life. And how do you experience those and fit those into your reality while you're trying to perform this
paradise.
Perform paradise for the main industry.
I mean that was something that was always a part of my work when I was here, but it's strange how a lot of people take exception to it, and they say, well, why do you want to show that, why don't you just show the nice things.
And why do you want to show that, Dave?
Because it's very much a part of our lives. But it becomes difficult. Once I left, I wasn't sure whether, because that takes it to another level entirely, because it's someone from outside pointing. I don't see them as necessarily, society's shortcomings, but I mean, I guess they are in a sense, but they would be wherever they, wherever they took place.
But I think it's interesting because you move to Los Angeles, or California, which again has the same, in anywhere that is producing a fantasy for people, and that can be an industry. Like the film industry, or it can be a site like the Bahamas or like Venice. And when I travel to Venice, Italy, like I see precisely the same issues that the population are dealing with, right?
Right.
Because, again, they have to perform this expectation of what it's like, and the cruise ships are coming in, and they're displacing all the people that live there. And, again, all the same. And I think and it speaks to a very modern problem too, which is this, like, Instagram life where we just want to speak about what looks good, right? And what does that actually do to us if we don't confront, the issues that we have to deal with and our anxieties and our difficulties?
It's like being in denial.
You're
never going to address it if you don't accept that it exists.
Yeah, so in a way, I mean, it's interesting because you've been doing these kind of images for, 30 years now?
Yeah.
And I think the topic is still so timely, particularly with the fact that we all have these phones now, and we all again, people always say, oh my God, I was at home one day and I was looking at a friend's and I was like, oh my God, I wish I had her life. and my husband turned around and said, Amanda, I bet you everyone that watches your Instagram says the same thing.
Right.
Because it's true, right? You don't put in the picture of you like exhausted on the plane with a bag and 4 hours sleep. You put the picture of like, oh, I'm in Miami with my friends.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the picture you put on, right?
Yeah.
Or you don't put out, oh, my daughter got detention today. You put, oh, my daughter just got A in her, right?
Yeah.
And you sort of portray one side. So it's interesting because your work has been sort of dealing with.
But the topic. Also, I don't think a lot of people here realize how out of whack crime statistics are here, considering the size.
The size of the population,
It's the size of a relatively
small town.
Small city anywhere else.
And we have the same crime statistics as New Orleans.
The crime statistics, particularly the murders, I mean, it's huge. I mean, compared with even big cities,
I think it is. I mean, a few years ago, anyhow, it was the same as New Orleans. In terms of per capita, which is really, really striking when you look at that city and, again, like what that city is in terms of where it's located and the different kind of nefarious things that happen there.
There is something incongruous about it, because we are living in this potential kind of, it is essentially a paradise in terms of what people see as being a paradise. And then you have this incongruous thing going. But
I always say to people when they say, rather patronizingly, when I say, oh, I work at the National Gallery of the Bahamas and I'm not in the Bahamas, and they say, oh, do you have art there? And which I just makes me so incensed. But I always just, my response is, well, where there are people, there's art. And I think where there are people, there's crime. And where people, there's violence. And where people, it's impossible that any place in the world is going to be protected.
Yeah.
And I think we have a difficulty dealing with it because we all kind of have this nostalgia. Even people that were oppressed previously still have kind of a nostalgia for we left our doors open and, and that's because we're sort of bought into our own fantasy.
Yeah.
Right?
And I always remember a friend of mine describing the U.S. and saying, America has the best of everything, it has the worst of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And which is true. And it's almost, there's
it's
like
almost
a dynamic
the same.
Or one kind of feeds on the other, or you need one in order to define the other.
Well, I guess it's kind of, again, I think that's sort of really the human condition, isn't it? As we all kind of carry those dualities within us, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to go to a quick break. We've been listening to Dave Smith, who was formerly a resident in the Bahamas for many, many years and a teacher, and is now living in Los Angeles, but is considered to many of us still a Bahamian artist, because he deals with these topics in his work and has a great love for the country, having spent many years here, and is one of the artists in the National Exhibition, which opens on Thursday night at 6 p.m. at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, to which you are all invited. It is always open and free to the public, so we really hope to see you. And after the break, we're going to hear from Avery Wright and Jody Minnis, who are Bahamian artists, Jody, you're living here now. One living away, one living at home, but it's always kind of in flux. So we'll hear more about that after the break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And we're going to be right back after this break.